But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. The Trump madness continues, but we're not going to talk about that today. Really, we're going to dive into the Real ID, which is apparently going into effect on May 7th. Let's get into it. And welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. Before we dive into this today's matter, we are hoping that you could leave some comments. Follow us here at rumble.com. You can also get our show on Spotify, RSS, basically wherever you get your podcasts. But today we're going to have a lot of links in our show notes. So let's get right into it here. Everybody may be aware that May 7th is approaching, and we've been, especially here in Washington State, we've been told so often, you will not be able to get on an airline if you do not have that national Real ID. Everybody may be familiar with the Real ID. They've been promoting this across the country since 2005 is when this really started taking hold. Well, it is when it was introduced. And then, 2017 and up is when it really took into effect. The billboards, the constant media, especially in states like Washington, where I suspect generally liberal states, where they have this constant motive to control your life. They're the ones that are really pumping this down everybody's throat. And I've been doing a little bit of research over the past couple of years to see exactly where are they going with this. What is this really all about? If you're not familiar with it, it's the Real ID. Pardon me. The Real ID is essentially a national ID card. When your driver's licenses, it's going to have a little stamp on it. You can even go to your websites and get this Real ID, but it's basically a national ID card. That's the foundation of what's to come. Getting everybody on a digital ID. For example, look at your phones. Phones have, I'm surprised when I see how many people actually put their thumbprint or fingerprints on there. I haven't even seen it yet, but I've heard that some of the phones now are doing eye scans so you can unlock your phone. This stuff just amazes me. People willingly in today's society give all this information out to the government. Everything that can be tracked now. This notion that, well, they've already got your information. Well, no. If they're constantly seeking you to comply and get on board with this, it means there's something that they don't have. And that's ultimately is the key. What is it they want from this Real ID? One of the things that we wanted to point out to you about the Real ID is this May 7th deadline. If you don't have the Real ID, you will not be able to board a plane. That's not true. That is one of the, it's a federal guideline essentially. But if you just have your standard driver's license, you're probably going to get a hiccup. But that's one of the things we're going to really talk about here today is Twila Braze. She is amazing. And again, in our show notes, we're going to be talking about her a little bit. But please go to her website, the Citizens Council for Health Freedom. It's amazing the work that she does. Now, she is a lobbyist, but she's not a corporate lobbyist that's, seeking money and glad handing with politicians and kickbacks and all this kind of crap. She's actually putting up a fight. And it's an important one. She points out that it is not a law. And it's really frightening to me. And I start kind of trying to figure out what is this going about? This started out during the Bush administration. 2005, fast forward, a lot of states pushed back on this. I think it was a total of about 40 states initially were putting a fight against it. Rand Paul was putting a fight against this Real ID. It's a national ID card. I don't generally go to Alex Jones for my information. I mean, he's a smart guy. And he, often it's tough to follow his train of logic here, but he also at the same time calls out a lot of good stuff. And this was one of the ones that he was focused on. In fact, he interviewed her. You can find that online as well. My take And my personal take is anything that the government is trying to force you to do in this strange era, this is not the way I grew up. You know, we grew up in the, I grew up, I'm a 70s born. And then growing up in the 80s and 90s, we were always taught to question authority. That is no longer. It's now adhere to authority. The authority has your best interest at hand. They're always looking out for you. And then people like Willa Braes comes up and she's putting a fight against this stuff. And it's what I can't stand is this adherence to this. Why do people, it's the COVID era, I think, really screwed up a lot of minds. Where everything they say, and even now, looking at the COVID with the Dr. Fauci stuff and all that's come out now, the federal government releasing all those documents about all the lies and the manipulation, and it was from China, like everybody suspected. But if you dared question in a place, especially in places like Washington State here, you got a scarlet letter stamped on you. Businesses were run out. People lost their jobs. People couldn't get health care. People couldn't go to school. It was insane. And everybody, most people remember it. It wasn't that too far long ago. In fact, it still is nauseating because it was just so recent. It's amazing. People go right back into their daily routines. And I don't know if some pretend that this didn't actually happen, but it's disgusting. That experiment that was put on the public. It was intentional, just to try to see how people would react, and the people didn't disappoint the government. They found that if they can scare you into submission, fear is a powerful motive, and that's exactly what they did. The Real ID is ultimately going to have the goal is going to have all your medical history on it. Your work history, your everything about you to be eventually put onto this real ID, which will then eventually be digitized and put onto your phone. And people are already doing it. They're willingly complying and putting personal data on their phone that they shouldn't. I get it. We're in a strange time where there's so much information to try to process and consume, and what are they doing to us? And we're trying to work, you know, 12, 14, 16 hour days, and we just go along with the motions. I wish society and humanity really wasn't that easily controlled. It's a sad part of life. The more ominous part of that is that people are trying to capitalize on that for power and control. So they know how human beings function. And then how can we abuse this? The corporate elitists, the politicians, it's disgusting what is going on right now in our world. So I really, as everybody knows, I can very easily get off track here and start diving into some things. And next week, we're gonna have a full, long episode. Brian's going to be back here on Wednesday, and we're going to be diving into a lot of the stuff that's going on. So I really want to do my best here to focus on this Real ID situation. The Real ID, again, is supposedly going into effect in May. May 7th is the date. Here's where the lie is, you know, let's dive over here. I want to mention something real quickly. I want to give a little history on this, the ID, the national ID card, the Real ID. And I really urge everybody, please, do not do it. If you're following our show, you know where my cynicism comes from. But it's so important to stay away from this thing. And it is not a law. So essentially in 2005, you know, Congress passed this, mind you, unconstitutional, requiring all American citizens to be issued a national ID card. That's where it began. It was then in 2008, the Department of Homeland Security rule requiring states to conform to this. Now, this is what I said a moment ago, is that so many states pushed back. Said, no, we're not going to do this. There was a handful, 20, I think, started, and then another 12, and everybody said, no, this is America. You're trying to take away sovereign states' rights. And it's all used under this idea of the government's here to protect you. That's a lie again. Our government has become, it's so out of control with corruption. And they want you on board with this. But that lie, and Washington State is not immune to this. Our government constantly lies to us in the state of Washington. We've had multiple episodes on the corruption that goes on here, and it's sad that I'm in the middle of it. I'm just trying to live your life, and you're constantly attacked by your own government. It's just sickening. But that is a lie. And President Obama started that, his administration, about the you can't fly domestically if you don't have the real ID by May 7th, 2025. They got on top of that early. Just get that moving early and early and early. You have to question, what is the motives? Why would they be wanting everybody on this ID card, this national ID card? It's infuriating. I get back to the argument that always comes back, the people that settle and say, well, they already have my fingerprints and, you know, they already have my Social Security. Well, but if they have that, then why are they trying to get everybody on this national card? That's what you have. Most people don't do this. They don't want to take a step back and ask what's going on. I really invite everybody, go to cchfreedom.org, national-ID. Look into this. Do the research on what is it that they're trying to do. And then I want to jump over here real quickly and just show you that it is, again, Real ID is a federal law, not an actual piece of ID. See, people don't jump to the Washington State website, and the information's right there for you. It is not a law that you have to have this ID. Now, what do we see with our, as of late, 10, 15 years, I just kind of lump it up in these general past two decades. What do we see? It's always these little steps, these little chipping away. They're patient. They're patient and slow on these things because they know any drastic actions, the people do push back when it's immediate. You have to comply. So they do these little tactics. Again, I just said it a moment ago, but that's what they do. They chip away at your rights in these little infringements that you really don't pay attention to. These little narratives. Oh, it's for your health. It's for your safety. Look at what happened in 9/11. We're doing this so we can, you know, better protect you. But it is a lie, and it is just a blatant lie. And those that would suggest otherwise, they are lying to you. Or they're just incompetent, or they don't want to know. You do not need to have this real ID stamp on your driver's license. You don't even need to have the real ID, but you can still, you know, there's even the enhanced driver's licenses, which is what we have similar to California here in Washington State now. You can still, with your military ID, your passport card, green card. I mean, there's according to the TSA, there's actually 16 ways that you can still board a flight. So they promote this lie, though. Now, we've had billboards all over Washington State. You cannot domestically fly unless you have the real ID. And you go to the Washington State website, and it's just not true. It's right here for you, everybody, to see that they're just constantly lying to you. And I'm sorry, there's 15, according to the TSA, right here. And you can go to the TSA website and check that out for yourself. But this ultimately, again, is to get you on board, get you tracked. If most people jump onto this real ID, this is going to be a different country 20 years from now. We'll be run, it won't be recognizable. Of course, I'll be in my 70s. Maybe at that point, I just won't give a shit because I'm just kind of like, ah, whatever, who cares, you know. Again, go to cchfreedom.org, national-ID. There's a link that take action right there and jump on that and tell your legislators, your state congressmen, your federal representatives. It's a pretty, I did it myself. I jumped over there and it's really simple. When you click that, you're basically typing your name, your address. It brings up all your district representatives and your state representatives, and it sends you a very nicely worded letter. I mean, it's already pre-written, boom, sends it off to them, stating your opposition. Those that would suggest this is just conspiratorial, you're a fool. It is not conspiratorial. There is no need for this real ID. It is ultimately, they have the plans to begin tracking you. And when they, now your ID, here's just a kind of a scenario to consider, is that when your ID shows that you didn't get the COVID vaccination, now they can stop. When you go, now your health is now being tracked. And then that will make it long-term. I want to pause for just a moment here and give a little background. Most people know that I'm a Christian. And if you are in any way aware of biblically, even if you're not a full-on Christian, or if you grew up, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, Christianity, everybody went to Sunday school, it was just part of your history. These things are not a mystery as far as what's going on with our future. It blatantly tells you what's going to happen. The mark of the beast. That term, the mark of the beast, 666, all these types of things. And people are always trying to break that down. And what does that actually mean? We see this getting everybody. You will not be able to purchase. You will not be able to go into stores. You won't be able to have open bank accounts, all sorts of things, unless you're involved with this, however it is, however it's marked in you. And it looks like these microchipping. And they even already have people doing it in Oregon. These little test runs where people are getting these little microchips installed in their wrist so they can just wave it over the scanner and it instantly takes the money out of your bank account. You go into a doctor's office, wave your wrist, boom, they have all your medical history right there. This is frightening stuff. In this world where everything can be tracked by Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, it's amazing that people are willing to do this. How can people, for the longest time, viruses on your computer, which is still, you know, viruses and malware and all this, people, there is a world constantly trying to hack information, screw up information, put viruses, malware onto your computer, which just destroys all your data and you have to take it into somebody, or, you know, compromising your social security numbers, your bank account numbers, passwords, all that stuff. We're in this barrage of data infiltration that is constantly ongoing by rotten people, just really rotten people. And we know that our government has nothing but corruption. Why would people be so comfortable with this real ID? I don't get it. I think part of it is we just go through the motions. We, you know, my gosh, thousands upon thousands of flights every day globally. Now, people are constantly moving around, business, vacations, whatever. The idea of not being able to travel domestically, and notice that it does specifically say domestically. They can't, the United States government cannot stop you from traveling. That's part about being an American. That is one of the things that people forget about, or it has just been lost. You know, we have those, kind of taking a step outside of this, you see these videos now, people just driving across state lines and being stopped at checkpoints and being asked questions for papers, ID, are you a citizen? People comply with this, even conservatives. It's everybody. People comply with this because their motives are, well, we're pissed off because we have, you know, illegal immigration. Of course, I want them discovered at these borders and kicked out of my country. And it's constantly just manipulation of our society by our government. They ultimately want control over you. That's what this is coming down to. They want the power. They want to be able to manipulate human beings. And ultimately, there's even theories, and I really highly recommend again, go to that website that'll be in our show notes with Tula Braze. Look into, there's many people interviewing her about this. Right now, you may not be aware, but there's the social credit score system in China. And that's some frightening stuff where they're tracking you. And, you know, if you want, that's some frightening stuff. If your social credit score is low, you're not getting into certain restaurants, or you're not, you know, able to open a bank account. This is crazy stuff. And that's what some of the theories are, is that ultimately this real ID will have. Is your social credit score, because when they start tracking, what are you purchasing? Did you purchase a weapon? They're already doing that stuff with, you know, a lot of these politicians have already made deals with like Capital One and Chase and these kind of things to have where they can track the what you're purchasing. And some of these organizations will no longer allow you to make those purchases for political reasons. You know, guns are an awful thing. AR-15s are so awful. And then you try to run your card to run it, and then boom, it declines because we don't allow those purchases through our networking system. They're trying to constantly triple down on your rights, your purchasing rights, your healthcare rights. Look at what happened in the public when people were prying at you, and it happened to me. People directly starting asking me questions, you know, did you get your, that was so awful, that COVID-19 crap. And people started asking me, did you get your COVID shot? Or go, you know, you're in the middle of a business transaction, and here, Sean's going to confirm with us that he's slipped these little comments in. And Sean's going to confirm with us that he got his COVID-19 vaccination, and then pause and stare at you. And you're in front of clients, putting you on the spot, making things awkward and uncomfortable. Those 3 years were just a shit show and horrible, and I will never comply with that crap again. I didn't comply then, but it made things really uncomfortable. I didn't get the vaccination. As I'm coughing and dying in front of everybody, oh God, my family, we didn't do any of that. Somehow we survived. We read the writing on the wall of that 2-3 weeks in early, the way people were just losing their minds and panicking about this stuff. The national ID, that's exactly what this is all about. Will ultimately be about being control. You can't get on a plane because you didn't have the COVID-19 or whatever new vaccine are out. There will be more pandemics. Again, that COVID-19 shit, that was just a test run. And as I said earlier in this episode, the people did not disappoint. Government got exactly what they wanted. I'm sure they were a little skeptical that it actually play out the way it did, but man, they were laughing their asses off, watching people just lose their minds and freak out, turning to each other. You don't believe in science, all that bullshit. You're a bunch of mindless fucking lemmings is what you are. And I'm so shocked at so many people. A lot of them, man, so many were the boomers. You know, the boomers came out of that era of the Walter Cronkites and, you know, the nightly news, what you need to know. They didn't have a reason to be cynical at that time. Now it has just exploded what our mainstream media does. That's why podcasts are so popular. Podcasts are becoming the mainstream media now for news sources. The mainstream media is losing its grip. And so what do? Do they try to get in line and go, okay, hey, we screwed up? No, they double down. They double down on this shit of just constantly lying to people. Like what we see here in Washington State. Washington State, sadly, is so out of control. We've had episodes about some of the bills that were coming up for debate, and guess what? No surprise, they all passed. All of them. Completely cramping down, infringing on our rights. Washington State, Brian and I talked about this, the Washington State Constitution's more powerful to the citizens' protections than the federal government's. And they still have managed to run wild with these new the capital gains thing. My gosh, it goes on and on and on. Brian and I are going to be going back into that here real soon when we have a little bit more time. But Washington State, just like no surprise, to no surprise, they are running wild with this real ID because it works to frighten people into submission. You know, Inslee, Bob Ferguson, all these guys are part of that new world order bullshit. The World Economic Forum, I believe, is what it's called. They're lock and step. And so these new capital gains, or not the capital gains, but the new property tax removal of the tax cap removal, as property values through here going through the roof. Well, what a shock that they did that. It's just constantly, we have a horrible budget deficit here in this state of Washington. Crime is running wild. And so again, to no surprise, here they are frightening everybody that you won't be able to get on a plane. To those, even those that, you know, see this, that is frightening to think, if you're trying to get out of a state that's so out of control with tyranny, we're getting right where we're just becoming the twin brother of California, the entire West Coast, really. The real ID, it is not mandatory. It is a lie. It is not mandatory to be able to fly. What I do recommend to everybody who listens to us, please go out and get your passports. You can fly with a passport domestically. It's a hassle, you know, but just go down there, get that application rolling, get your picture, take a day and just do it. Get the process going. You're going to want to be able to, this real ID thing, it's going to happen. All we're doing is delaying it. And people like, you know, Twilla Brace from Citizens Council for Health Freedom. Say that, you know, five times in a row. They're ultimately noticing that the real ID intent is to also have your health information on there. Go get your passport. Stay away from this real ID crap. We're going to, again, check the show notes. Go to those websites that we list on there. Please let your council members, your citizens know, unless you're on board with it. You know, if you are, I feel sorry for you. We're going down a path. There's people who just don't want to know. They want to go to Netflix. They want to go to Costco. They don't want to be burdened by the shit that's going on in the world. Because, and I understand it. Most of us have a lot of crap. Just our daily routines are stressful enough. We don't have time to pay attention to this stuff. And that's what they count on. And that's why so many laws get slipped through. That's why our local government here in Washington State, they have these 2 a.m. hearings where nobody even knows that they're going on, or they do these votes, you know, 5:30 in the afternoon when our gridlocked, everybody's stuck in traffic. And the people, the only people that can go to these hearings and do a vote are, you know who they are. These young people without jobs, or they have their little home job, or they have enough time to go out in the street and protest for bullshit that they shouldn't be protesting about. All these things, they just go right under the radar. Because most people are, and I am too, most people are busy trying to provide for their family, pay their bills, get to their jobs, manage their budgets, deal with taxes, kids sick, I got to make a doctor's appointment, which is a pain in the ass in this state as it is. But it's, I get why these things happen. And my hope is that most people will eventually just kind of snap out of this like dream state, start paying attention to what's really going on. Stay away from the real ID. Well, again, thanks again for listening to our episode today. This is just a shorter one. Please tune in on Wednesday, next Thursday. Brian's going to be with me, and we're going to drive into the tariff stuff going on right now in across the country, the wars, the chaos, the college institutions. We're going to have a really smart piece. We're gonna, or a fun piece, where we're talking about one of our Washington State professors that just attacked a kid because he had a MAGA hat on. These are strange times here. Thanks everybody again for watching our show. Please like, subscribe, follow us. You can hear us at Spotify, all those places where you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next week.